بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد The similitude of pious companion سيدنا أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that نبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم said The similitude of a good companion and an evil one is like a perfume seller and a blacksmith. When in the company of the perfume seller, one could either purchase perfume or receive some freely, or at least enjoy sweet fragrance for the duration of the association. However, remaining in the company of the blacksmith will only cause one's clothes to burn, or if that does not happen, one will surely have no escape from the stench of the smoke. The heart will remain alive. Sayyiduna Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sayyiduna Luqman alayhi salam advised his son thus, O my beloved son, sit in the company of the ulama and listen to the words of the wise. For Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revives a dead heart through the light of wise words, just as how the dry earth is irrigated after a downpour. Note, since the discussion in the circles of pious people center around the recognition and love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, as well as concern and preparation for the life after death, the soul is revitalized and strengthened. The soul is sustained by these discussions. It is therefore evident that people who associate with pious people are more righteously conscious and active. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us all this good fortune. Ameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.